Massive haul, $500 million worth of cocaine's been seized, found floating in the Pacific. It's enough to supply Australia, they said, for a year, or us for 30 years. Police Commissioner Andrew Costa's with us on this. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Shipments of this size, regular or rare?
Of this size, pretty rare, but, you know, there have been some big hauls over the years. This, for us, though, is four times our largest previous seizure.
The intel, where did it come from and what did you know, or was it just found through luck?
We're not going to give too much away about our methods here, which I'm sure you understand, but obviously we work in partnership internationally on these things. We had great support from New Zealand Customs and New Zealand Defence Force, and a really good result for New Zealand shows what we're capable of.
The insignia on the side, the bits and pieces, are they actual clues? Can you track that back to whoever's done this, and will they ever face any sort of justice?
That's effectively a brand or a trademark, which suppliers put on there. They change them pretty regularly, but obviously it's not unhelpful. We do have an ongoing investigation here, and we've got a pretty good reach these days through our international liaison officer network, so we stand a good chance of holding people to account, I believe.
It was suggested it was headed for Australia. Did it have anything to do with us at all, apart from the fact we scooped it up?
Look, New Zealand is a potential transit point to Australia from South America, and so it's possible that some of it would have landed here, but the volume would have supplied us for 30 years, so much more likely Australia.
Where did you get those numbers from? Because I was fascinated. It said 1 year's worth of supply to Australia, 30 years for us. Do we not like the coke as much as the Australians?
Thankfully, no. Obviously, population's different, but cocaine hasn't featured significantly in New Zealand compared to methamphetamine, which is our biggest problem. We know from wastewater testing a pretty accurate indication of how much is being used of these different products, so that's a pretty accurate estimate.
While I've got you, talk to me about retail crime, which has been the other headline grabber this week. 10,000 a month. Is it out of control?
Look, the reporting of retail crime has improved significantly. I think as Deputy Commissioner McSkimming spoke to you yesterday, massive reporting online now through Aura. But what's really concerning us is the, more high-end aggressive brazen offending, which is why we set up the National Retail Investigation Support Unit to hold recidivist, more violent offenders to account. And they've been doing a great job of that, over 700 charges up to the end of last year.
And when you say recidivist and violent, what about the punk who just goes and steals all the groceries, tells you to get stuff and wanders out? Do they ever face any sort of comeuppance at all or not?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Particularly through the collation work we're doing, people who are doing that regularly, we are tracking down. Obviously, at the moment, we need to be called and we'll attend. That kind of behaviour is completely unacceptable. And it's good to see people pushing back on it, frankly.
See, the reason is, and the difficulty in talking to a person like you is, I mean, I assume you're out in the community, but I mean, I'm out there every day. There's a vibe in the community these days, and it's hard to quantify, but there's a sense of impunity, there's an aggression, it's a nasty taste in people's mouths that, you know, there are too many people just wandering around doing whatever the hell they like because they got a sense that there are no consequences. Do you know what I'm saying?
I certainly know what you're saying about the vibe out there. You know, I think there is a lot more anger, there's a lot more bizarre behaviour in community over the last few years. A lot of that we would tie to the consequences of COVID, and I think it's going to take us a little while for us to get back to some kind of normality in our town centres, people's mindsets, and things like the, you know, pressures coming on now, be it cost of living, whatever else, don't help with that, clearly.
No, indeed not. When do you reckon it'll be normal?
Look, that's anyone's guess, Mike. I mean, we are seeing things returning a bit more normal in our town centres as people come back into those places, definitely feeling better across, you know, Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch. But out in our communities, yeah, we've still got lots of people who are not in the best place. I'm thinking we're a couple of years away from normal, to be honest.
Appreciate it very much, Andrew. Andrew Costa, Police Commissioner, with us this morning.